This is St. Louis Public Radio. More than 110 people were shot and killed in the city of St. Louis this year, a number that has prompted calls for additional policing. But as many as 600 people in the St. Louis area survive a shooting each year. Those close calls can leave victims with a lifelong disability and can be emotionally and financially draining. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Biscarin tries to answer this question. What's the cost of gun violence for those who survive?
The weight of his injury hit him as he lay in bed at a rehabilitation hospital.
I still wasn't clear to take like a regular shower or anything, so I was taking a bed bath, and my mom was helping me out, and she's washing my foot, and all of a sudden I just lose it.
In 2012, Aaron Murray was a 24-year-old grad student, part-time personal trainer, and self-professed video game nerd. He was shot 3 times during a home invasion by his own pistol, a gun he had bought for protection when he and his wife decided to fix up a house in the northern suburbs of St. Louis. Murray was paralyzed from the waist down, and in that hospital bed, he knew life would never be the same.
I couldn't tell if the water was warm, I couldn't tell if it was cold, I couldn't tell how hard she was scrubbing, or, you know, that freaked me out. You spend your entire life taking something as sensation, being able to tell when somebody's touching you for granted, and you just can't feel it anymore.
For every fatal shooting in the U.S., there are 2 where the victim survives. If you add together attempted suicides, homicides, and accidents, that's 67,000 injured people a year. And the emergency surgeries, the weeks of rehabilitation, and lifelong follow-up care that these people need, all of that has a price. When Murray was shot, doctors had to stop the bleeding and do exploratory surgery for bullet fragments. His wife remembers his medical bills approaching $100,000, which could have been catastrophic, but they had health insurance, so they dipped into their savings and got help from their parents to cover a $10,000 deductible. Rehabilitation can cost $1,000 a day. Physical therapy wasn't fully covered by insurance, and Murray and his wife had to find a new place to live that could accommodate a wheelchair.
To modify the house, we would have probably end up putting, you know, $70,000 or $80,000 in the house. We just couldn't afford that.
The city of St. Louis has one of the highest murder rates in the nation. In 2012, hospital bills for fewer than 200 non-fatal gunshot injuries topped $16 million. In Missouri, a lot of people are uninsured because the state legislature hasn't approved Medicaid expansion. About half of the state's gunshot victims have no health insurance.
If you're the working poor and you're worried about paying off your hospital bill, it's going to be very, very difficult.
That's Helen Sandcool, who directs emergency services at St. Louis University Hospital. She says she sees many uninsured patients coming back to the ER because they can't afford follow-up care.
People are frustrated and they'll say, you know, I've been trying to get in. I have, you know, this wound won't heal. This wound is straining. I can't afford, you know, bandages, different things like that.
5 years later, Murray has found his way to recovery.
This song literally came out after I was hurt. So this song really helped me a lot.
That's The Show Goes On by Lupe Fiasco. Murray pauses his workout at the gym to show me how he's learned to maneuver a wheelchair.
Kind of parallel parking style. So if you just bunny hop.
Nice.
Over. And so it's a little easier to get his faces.
He can pop a wheelie to relieve the stress on his lower back or get down shallow stairs. He teaches these techniques to other people at his job for a disability rights nonprofit. Today, Murray's shooter is in prison, but police never recovered the gun that he stole from Murray that day. I'm Duri Biscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.